And I want us to get behind him tonight and help him preach as he preaches the word of God. All right, come on, Brother Rusty. Hallelujah.
Marquis, amen. You glad to be at camp meeting tonight? Yes. Praise God. I sure appreciate the opportunity and the privilege to be here. And I've been praying that this would be the absolute greatest camp meeting that y'all have ever had. Praise God. You believe that could be possible? That God would meet us in a greater way than he ever has. Amen. Thank God. We're looking for the Lord to do that. I want to say I appreciate the invitation to come. I know tonight will be the ice-breaking service maybe. You'll get used to me and get to hear me preach, maybe get to talk to you a little bit. I'm just an old bayou boy. I'm from down deep south Alabama in the low country. Glad to have Brother Ronald Hobby here tonight because he's one of our homeboys down in Alabama. He knows where we're at. But we was raised up there on the bayous, but I'm glad to be in these mountains. Beautiful country, praise God. And I found out wherever we go, there's one thing. Even though we're from different parts of the country and have different upbringings and different thoughts on some things, but there's one thing that binds us together, and that's the sweet Holy Ghost. Praise God. And that's what we're wanting to move for us right here tonight, aren't we? Praise God. I appreciate Brother Savage for taking such good care of us. We went to the Mexican restaurant today, and the waiter asked us if we were brothers. Amen. And so Brother Savage said, yeah. Brother Savage said, yeah, he's my older brother. Amen. So I appreciate my brother and my sister-in-law, Sister Savage, for taking good care of us. And they have really treated us so good and enjoyed being in service with them last night. And this is our first time, so we really want the Lord to help us. Praise God. Let's get in here and have camp meeting. Amen. Lay everything else aside and let the Lord come by and help us tonight. Praise God. I want to get to the preaching tonight in Acts chapter number 2, if you will. Turn with us, Acts chapter number 2 tonight. Some of you have already met my brother Bruce. Please do not hold that against me. But I love my brother, and we were pioneering a church for a long time and didn't get out very much. And he was an evangelist. And so for a long time, I was known as Bruce Johnson's brother, so I'm Bruce Johnson's brother, if you know who I am tonight. But would you stand with us as we read here in Acts chapter number 2? Praise God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. In verse number 7, they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Verse number 12, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Aren't you glad to see all these young people here tonight? I looked across this congregation. Your young men shall see visions. Amen. On my servants and my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I want you to notice in verse 3, the Bible said that there was a fire present. Verse 7 and verse 12, the Bible said they were all amazed. Amen. Before you're seated, I want you to help me pray tonight over this message and this altar. I want to preach tonight on the blaze that will still amaze. Amen. The blaze that will still amaze. Would you help me pray, Father, in the name of Jesus? We thank you for the wonderful privilege to be in the house of the Lord tonight, and for every individual that is gathered here in your name. We ask you for the Holy Ghost to fall. We ask you for the anointing of the Spirit of God, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, But Lord, we're praying for a demonstration of the Holy Ghost and of the power of God. You would fill this building with your presence. Fill it with yourself, oh Lord. Every need will be met. Every need will be met tonight, Lord. If you would fill this tabernacle tonight, Lord, meet us around this altar, I pray. We will praise you for it. Give you the honor. Give you the glory. Let all of the church say amen. Praise God. When was the last time that you went to church and you left the house of God and you were amazed at what God had done in that service? You were amazed at what you heard, or you were amazed at what you felt, or you were amazed at what you saw of the Spirit of God working and moving. Amen. The matter of fact is, brother and sister, that in a lot of places, true religion is really dying out. Amen. We've seen whole nations that one time had glorious revival and moves of God. Amen. That now they are not even considered Christian nations. England had a great revival at one time, and now England is considered a Muslim nation. Amen. And I'm sad to say tonight, but the United States of America doesn't seem like we're very far behind that. Amen. We've seen whole church denominations and movements that one time burned with the fire of God, but now they're nothing but just a pile of ashes. Amen. Many places the church is dying. And the reason is, the Apostle James told us that the body without the spirit is dead. Amen. And I know he was talking about the physical body, that when our spirit separates from this physical body, then that's when death comes. But the church is the body of Christ. Amen. And the body of Christ without the Spirit of God moving in our midst is a dead church. Can you say amen? Oh yes, brother and sister. Amen. It's not the will of God for the church to die. Amen. You remember whenever Ezekiel, God showed him the condition of the church in his day and time, when he brought him to that valley of dry, dead bones that were scattered. And the first thing that the Lord told Ezekiel was to prophesy under the bones. And so Ezekiel began to preach and say, "Hear the word of the Lord." Amen. And as he preached the word of the Lord, things began to happen. There was a noise and a shaking. Bones came together. Things were put in their proper order and their proper place. Amen. Aren't you glad for holiness preaching tonight? Amen. Because when the preaching goes forth, amen, that is what straightens out things in our life. That is what brings things together and puts things in order in our life. But when Ezekiel looked out there after he had got done preaching, he saw that everything was in its place. Bones and sinew and flesh, but they lay there lifeless. And then God told him, he said, "Now prophesy to the wind and say, oh wind, blow upon these slain and breathe upon them." Amen. The word of God put everything in place like it should have been. But it took the moving of the Holy Ghost to bring life into that dead church. Amen. And thank God for the preaching that we have today. Thank God for every message that goes forth. But unless the church maintains a move of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God breathes upon us, we will become a dead church. We will become just a form and an organization. Can you say amen? But I'm interested this week, not waiting till Friday night, not waiting till the middle of the week, but right here on a Monday night, amen, for heaven to blow into this building and to have an old-fashioned moving of the Holy Ghost that will shake this foundation. Praise God. Amen. In the Apostle Paul's prophecy of the end time, when he said perilous times were going to come, he gave us that list of things that we would look for. The latter part of it, he said that they would have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Amen. And when our singing becomes nothing but a form, amen, we're dying. Amen. Amen. Our worship becomes nothing but just a form. And we raise our hands because the preacher commands us to. Amen. We sometimes feel like slot machines. And the preacher's pumping quarters down us and pulling our hands up and down. Amen. And our preachers have to become cheerleaders. When it becomes nothing but a form, amen, we're dying. Amen. When our preaching, amen, as good as it might be, it becomes nothing but a form, amen, our preaching is
is dying. Amen. Oh yes, for the body without the spirit is dead, and the letter killeth, but it is the spirit that gives us life. Amen. How many of you want God to breathe on you this week? Amen. You want the Holy Ghost to come down and touch your life. Praise the Lord. Amen. In that scripture where he said deny the power thereof, that word power there is dunamis. That is a direct reference to the Holy Ghost. Amen. That they would have a form of religion and even a form of godliness. Amen. Thank God for the holiness clothing you got on tonight. Thank God for, amen, the song service and taking up the offering and everything that we have come to know to do in the house of God. I believe every part of it is important, don't you? Amen, but we cannot get satisfied with just coming to church and having the form and sitting on a pew and going home the same way we came. We've got to have an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, especially upon this young generation. Brother, we need a demonstration for this generation that they could see the blaze, that they would be amazed by the power of God. Amen. In this text here tonight, this is the beginning of the church. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Amen. And the kind of church Jesus builds, he always builds holiness churches. Amen. If it's not a holiness church, Jesus didn't build it. Praise God. Somebody else built it. Somebody else got it going. But if it's not holiness, Jesus didn't build it. And Jesus only builds Pentecostal churches. Amen. Full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the fire of God. And if it's not a Pentecostal church, it's not the kind of church that Jesus built. Can you say amen? He's still building up churches. But he wants them to be holy. And he wants them to be full of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Well, thank God. In Acts chapter number 2, amen, the church was birthed here in the New Testament, and it came in such an amazing way, praise God. Amen. It was prophesied in the Old Testament with a stammering lip and another tongue. When I speak to this people, this is the rest and this is the refreshing. Amen. And we read where Joel said in the last days he would pour out his spirit. And here Peter, amen, refers back to the prophecy of the prophet Joel. Amen. Now I know, brother and sister, the Bible said it in the last days that there's going to be a falling away. And that the love of many will wax cold. And I know that shall he find faith on the earth. And there's a lot of scriptures that prophesy about the day and hour in which we're living. Amen. But I'm not of that group. Come on here now. I'm not of that persuasion, praise God. And when those men of God prophesied about that, Brother Paul, amen, they weren't talking about us. Come on here now. Amen. But when Joel looked out and he saw the Holy Ghost falling upon sons and daughters and upon old men and upon the maidens, that's you and me, praise God. Amen. I said, that's you and me. And we're still under the promise of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was prophesied by John, amen, that Jesus would baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. And it was prophesied by our Lord when he said that he would send another comforter and commanded them to tarry until they were endued with power. And so this 120 in obedience to the Lord, amen, was praying and seeking the face of God for the promise of the Father. And when it came in an amazing way. It came with audible and visible manifestations. Amen. As they were praying in that room, there came a sound from heaven. Amen. That filled the house where they were sitting. They heard a wind blowing in that building. Praise God. And then they saw with their eyes tongues of fire that began to sit upon each one of them. Amen. And then they began to hear one another and to hear themselves speak in another tongue that they had never heard before as the Spirit of God, amen, began to give the utterance, amen. And then they started acting like, amen, this brother that was singing up here a while ago, amen. Amen, they got to shouting, they got to dancing, they got to staggering around like drunk men, amen, praise God. Because when everybody come out, amen, they I said, these men are nothing but drunk. Amen. Amen. I've been around a lot of alcohol when I was young in my family. I never heard one alcoholic speak in tongues. Amen. That wasn't what made them think they were drunk. But they saw them shouting under the power of God. They saw them staggering around in the spirit. And they said, they're drunk. Well, thank God it came in such an amazing way. And Peter said, these are not drunk like ye suppose, but this is the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And the Bible said 3,000 got saved. Amen. And I'll tell you what, if we get to back to having some amazing church services, amen, we're going to see some souls saved and people come to God when it's noised abroad. Amen. What God is doing among His church one more time. Can you say amen? Thank God 3,000 got saved. And the most wonderful thing, when Peter at the end of his message, he said to you and to me, amen, that this promise is unto you and to your children and to as many as afar off and to all that the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Now, how many of you have been called by God here tonight to salvation? Raise your hand. Praise God. You felt God deal with you to be saved? Amen. He's called unto you. Then you've got a promise tonight that you can have the Holy Ghost. Amen. A working in your life. Praise God. Somebody said, I don't believe it's for me. It's for all those preachers. It's for somebody else. Amen. Don't ever let the devil try to persuade you that you cannot have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Christ paid a price so that you could have salvation. And He paid the price so you could have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. And there was such an amazing event that happened that day. 3,000 people got saved. Amen. But it didn't stop there, because you read on through the book of Acts, and God kept on amazing them. Amen. In chapter 3 and chapter 4, you read about the lame man who was at the gate, beautiful. And you find that when Peter and John went up to the temple to pray, that they stretched out their hand, looked upon him, stretched out their hand and said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he was above 40 years old and had never walked in his life. Amen. And so the Bible says this. Amen. When Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew it was he that sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. Now listen to this. They were filled with wonder and amazement, amen, at which that which had happened, amen. They were amazed at what God had done. And guess what happened? 5,000 got saved that day. Praise God. I said 5,000 got saved that day. Oh God, amen, this week in this camp meeting, let us see some amazing things around this altar. God, let us see people saved. Let us see people healed. Let us see people delivered. Let us see people throw down their walking canes. Amen. Delivered by the power of God. I believe God wants to do it. I believe He wants to amaze us. Amen. Amen. He didn't stop there. But you go on through the book of Acts and you see the amazing things that God done in the life of His church. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I was raised up in a little Pentecostal church in South Alabama. Amen. Probably just a half a mile from the Gulf of Mexico. And as a boy, when I would go to church, I still have implanted in my mind and in my memory some amazing things that I saw God do when I was a boy. And as I was praying about this message, Brother Brent, I thought about times I've heard you talk about your dad and the heritage that the Marquis family has of seeing the power of God move and miracles take place. I believe it was your mother or grandmother that had Smith's Wigglesworth eat at her table. Amen. The power and the miracles of God. I was in Brother Savage's office today looking at the old, amen, flyers of the tent revivals. Amen. He advertised on those old tent revivals. Amen. Bring the crippled. The crippled are walking. Amen. Amen. Healing and deliverance has come. You know what? When they went to church, they expected amazing things to happen. Amen. They expected God to move. They expected people to get saved. Amen. Nowadays when we come to church, we expect they're going to sing a song. We expect they're going to preach a little message. We expect we're going to pray a little bit and try to beat the Baptist down to the local McDonald's. Amen. And that's about all that we expect. But I feel like if we'll come this week, amen, and have a great expectation of what the power of God is going to do, He'll do some amazing things. Amen. I remember as a boy going to the house of God, watching my grandmother. My grandmother was a very heavy woman. She was probably better than 300 pounds. Much of a woman, strong. Amen. Worked hard all their life in down that fishing community. But she was a praying woman. Amen. There were some times when after my papa died, my dad's siblings would each spend the night. It was seven of them. Everyone spent the night with my granny. And they would testify, hearing her pray sometimes all night long. Get up the next morning, she'd still be on her knees. Amen, where she prayed. But as a boy, I watched her shout the praises of God. Amen, granny would fall out and hit the corner of the pew with her head. Amen. That was back in the time before we had catchers. Amen. Anybody know what a catcher is? Praise God. My first cousin came to me, said, "Guess what, Rusty?" I said, "What's that, Jerry?" He said, "They made me a catcher this week at church." I said, "They made you a what?" Amen. He said, "They made me a catcher. We stand behind people whenever they pray for them and catch them so they won't fall and get hurt and sue the church." Amen. I said, "Well, we don't have catchers at our church. If they fall down and get hurt, they won't do it the next time." Praise God. They'll make sure they're in the spirit. Amen. Thank God. But I'd watch my granny fall. Amen. Normally anybody at that age break a hip, especially that size. But I'd watch her hit her head on the side of that pew. Amen. Get up in a few minutes of shouting the victory. Amen. Never hurt her. Thank God. Never broke a hip. Oh, glory to God. And I'd leave the house of God amazed at watching what God could do. I still remember as a little bitty fella, amen, old Miss Nellie laying out on the floor as they was casting the demons out of her. And I could still hear that old deep growling voice of that demon inside of her. Amen, crying out, "Leave her alone. She's mine." Amen. But hearing the saints of God are praying and pleading the blood of Jesus and seeing that white film come up out of her mouth until God brought deliverance, and she lived for God until the day she died. And I left church that day and I was amazed at what I saw God do. I was amazed at the power of God that I felt, and I never got away from it. I backslid and was out of church for 6 years, but I never got away from what I saw. I never got away from what I felt. It haunted me at night when I lay in my bed as a backslid boy. Everything I saw God do, amen, it always would deal with me, amen. Praise God. Some of you get bored with church because you're not seeing anything amazing, amen. You fall asleep in church and write notes and take care of tomorrow's business and figure your checkbook. You really need to get in an amazing service, amen. You need to hear some demons crying out. You'll throw that checkbook down, praise God. And you'll start checking your heart, amen. Wow, and you'll say, "I don't want that thing to get in me," amen. My God in heaven, amen, we need to have an amazing service. Well, these young people in this house tonight, amen, church will become a reality unto them. And they would know why grandmas and grandpas have never turned away from it. Because they got a hold of something that was real, praise God. When I first started preaching, I got so many things I could tell, but when I first started preaching, I was preaching a revival at Fretwell Tabernacle, a little place called Frog Holler, amen. Amen, and over up around, you know where it's at probably, Brother Hobby. Amen, but the pastor's daughter been in the hospital for several weeks in and out.
She weighed less, probably maybe 110 pounds. She lost down, could not hold food down. And that night of revival, she got out of the hospital that day. She was so weak that her brother-in-law carried her in before service and laid her down upon the altar. And we began to pray before church ever even started. Amen. You know, we used to come to church before it ever started. And we used to have old-time prayer meetings before it ever started. And matter of fact, my brother Bruce, on a Sunday evening, we gathered in to have prayer meeting before church. And he got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in a Sunday school room on a Sunday evening before church ever even started. Amen. That's when we loved church so much and we saw so much. We couldn't wait to get there. Praise God. Amen. We did. Amen. You had a hard time finding a spot on the front because everybody wanted to get around the altar where the fire of God was falling. Amen, my God. Oh, yes. Amen. And there we began to pray. And we prayed for a long time and nothing happened. Amen. Almost where we almost gave up. Like his brother said, he thought church was over. We thought that's it. I ain't going to get anything accomplished. When I felt the Lord nudge me, let's pray again. So I got on the mic. So let's anoint him with oil one more time and let's begin to pray. And this time as we started praying, you know, we often give up too quick. Amen. And sometimes, amen, our altar services, we never get anywhere because they're so shallow. And we don't pray long enough. I'm of the opinion, amen, I don't know how it is here, but when you get somebody that is demon-possessed, you hang in there with them. And you keep on praying until deliverance comes. And I really think we ought to do that with the sick sometimes. Instead of just anointing them. And if in a minute or two they don't get healed, they go back to their seat just the same way they came. But I think if we'd stay in there a little bit longer, I think if we trust God a little bit more, and I think if we pray a little harder, amen, God would do something amazing for us. So we kept on praying again, and this time the Holy Ghost came down. And that young girl, teenage girl, after we prayed a little while, lifted up her head, and when we saw that, brother, faith came, amen. And so we prayed a little harder. A few minutes later, she stood up on the altar. And so we prayed a little harder. A few minutes later, she jumped up on her feet and started running around the church. Amen. Healed by the power of God. That night, Brother Brent, amen, she ate pizza and went to bed and never had a moment's problem. I saw her mother about 2 years ago. And that was about 17 years ago. Then it had happened. And I said, how's Tammy doing? And she said, Brother Rusty, since that night, she never had another problem. Amen. Till this day. You know what I did? I left that night amazed at what the power of God had done and what the glory of God had done in the life of his people. Amen. I want to preach to you here tonight that he's still on the throne, that he's still healing, that he's still delivering, that he's still making a way for his people. Hallelujah. There is still a blaze that will amaze. Amen. When we were in our storefront building, we had gotten a young couple saved. They had about 3 children already. She was expecting a child about 8 months. And we began revival with Brother W.D. King in the old storefront building. And that day, on a Tuesday, she went to her doctor. And the doctor informed her, said, your baby's head is lodged between your pelvic bone. And there's water on your baby's brain. And we've got to send you to a specialist for emergency surgery. The baby, if it lives, will be severely mentally retarded. And I did not mention it to Brother King that day. I just wanted to see what God would do. Amen. Well, we got in the church that night, a little storefront building, just a little section, maybe like around here, about a 20 by 30 building we were in. And Brother King preached like he normally does, about 2 hours. Amen. Praise God. And we just loved it. Praise God. But nothing happened during the preaching. We gathered in just to pray around the altar. Everybody was just simply kneeling and praying. And all of a sudden, Brother King rises to his feet, picks up the microphone again and says, I was just praying. And the Lord spoke to me and said he wants to perform a miracle here tonight. And while he was talking, this young girl began to cry. And she walked up to get prayer. Brother King still did not know what was wrong with this young lady. But he laid his hand on her and began to pray. And the Holy Ghost fell in that little storefront building. And he prophesied unto her that God was healing her. He didn't know what was wrong with her, but he just knew what the Holy Ghost said. Amen. Praise God. She testified that night. She said, when Brother King was praying, I felt something move inside of me. Amen. Oh,
thank God. The next day I went to her, to the specialist. I was sitting in the waiting room. Her and her husband went in the back. Amen. After a while, they came back out with a big smile on their face. I said, tell me what happened. And the specialist, amen, she said, the specialist said, I don't know what the other doctor saw, but this baby's head is not lodged. There's no water on its brain. And a month later, she had a perfectly normal child. Amen. Oh, brother, I left amazed at seeing the power of God move and seeing the glory of God touch His people. I'm telling you, there's not a problem in this building tonight that is too great for God. There's not a situation in this service tonight that God cannot fix. There's not a sickness He cannot heal. Amen. There's not a marriage that's broken and falling apart that He cannot put together. Amen. We serve a God tonight that can do some amazing things for you. Amen. Oh, praise God. I told some about Brother Bubby Maples. Brother Hobby knew Brother Bubby. Amen. An amazing man. Amen. He got saved in, I guess, in his early 50s. One of the most wicked men in our area. Drugs, alcohol, anything that you could name, old Brother Bubby was involved in it. Till the Lord saved him. God delivered him. He was raised very rough. He was illiterate, never went to school, couldn't write his own name, couldn't spell his name in not cursive, but his regular writing. He could write it in cursive, but that was all. Amen. But the Lord began to move in Brother Bubby's life when he prayed through. He got to praying 5 or 6 hours a day. And God started doing some amazing things in his life. Well, I ain't never saw God do anything. Amen. How much do you pray? Amen. How much time are you seeking? How much fasting are you doing? How dedicated are you to the cause of Christ? Amen. Amen. How bad do you really want it? Amen. Brother Bubby got to praying 5 or 6 hours a day. Couldn't read a lick. Amen. But I've seen him several times when God called him to preach. He'd come to the pulpit, open up his Bible, have it marked. And he'd say, I was praying today and the Lord showed me this scripture. And he would open his Bible and he'd begin to read a few scriptures wherever it was that the Lord wanted him to preach from. Amen. Thank God. I was amazed many times watching a man that was completely illiterate open up the Holy Bible. And then he came to me one day and he said, Brother Rusty, I was praying. And the Lord said, Bubby, pray like this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And he just kept on going. And when he got through, I said, Brother Bubby, you know what that is? He said, no. I said, that's Psalm 23, praise God. And he quoted the whole Psalm. And God spoke it to him while he was in prayer. Amen. Oh, glory to God. We was in church one night. Brother Bubby got to worshiping God. Amen. In the church, they had an altar rail on the platform, stood about 2 foot high. And I watched Brother Bubby, he had his eyes closed, and he got to jumping. Amen. Praise God. He jumped over the altar. He jumped over the altar rail with his eyes closed. He jumped back over the altar rail, back over the altar, and took off down the top of the pews with his eyes closed. Praise God. Hey, thank God I left there amazed. Amen. Hey, my brother Bruce, they were working together. Amen. This will amaze you. Amen. I'm telling you. Brother Bruce was, they were crabbing down in Mississippi. So it was about an hour, a little better than an hour drive. They were leaving about 3:30 in the morning. And so Brother Bubby would always drive and Brother Bruce would sleep. Amen. Praise God. So Brother Bruce went to sleep on their way down. And all of a sudden, they were supposed to be on the interstate. And he felt a bump and it woke him up because he knew there wasn't any bumps on the interstate. And he looked up and he looked over at Brother Bubby Maples. Brother Bubby Maples had his eyes closed and had both hands in the air. Amen. And he said, hey, Brother Bubby, what are you doing? And he come back to himself. He said, oh, I just got to praying a while ago. And while I was praying, riding down the interstate, the Lord said, Bubby, close your eyes. Amen. So I just closed my eyes and kept on praying. And he said, a few minutes later, the Lord said, Bubby, lift up both hands and worship me. Amen. And so he lifted up both hands and started praising the Lord. And the old pickup truck went off the exit ramp and was going down a side road. And they crossed over a railroad. And that's what woke my brother up. Amen. And you say, I don't believe that, but my brother was there when it happened. Thank God God can do some amazing things in your life. Amen. If you'll just believe Him and seek after Him. Thank God there's some of you might need a some miracle, amen, in your finances. I'm telling you, God's able to do it tonight. I say God's able to fix it for you. Amen. You need to leave this place amazed at what God can do in your life. Amen.
I have a little bit more time, praise God. Just a couple years ago, a young man got saved in our church, about 19 years old. Charles come to church. He was so shy. We just thought it was shyness. When he'd shake your hand, he'd put his head down and just say, how you doing, and walk on. Soon as we dismissed, he's out the door. Brother Hobby was in revival with us. I'm glad you're here, Brother Hobby. You're a witness to this. Amen. He was preaching revival for us. And old Brother Charles, the power of God was moving. He came down around the front and began to pray. I did not know what happened. Nobody laid hands on him. But all of a sudden, I saw him in the floor flopping around like a fish out of water, jumping around, amen, rolling around. And I didn't know what the Lord was doing, but I knew he was doing something, amen. And that night at the end of the altar, I said, does anybody want to testify what the Lord has done for you? And Brother Charles was the first to stand up. Amen. And he said, preacher, I've had social anxiety my whole life. I've never been able to speak in front of a crowd. I've never been able to look anybody in the eyes. He said, but tonight I was over there in the altar and the Lord delivered me. Praise God. And Charles testified two times that night. Praise God. And after church, he went to everybody in the church. Amen. He said, my name's Charles, and looked him in the eye and said, what's your name? Praise God. Amen. God called him to preach. He's now over our jail ministry and over our street ministry. He gets out on the side of the road, amen, with a microphone and a PA system, with all of his old buddies riding by, and he's preaching the word of God. Amen. We left there amazed that night at what the power of God can do. There may be some of you right here tonight bound by anxiety and oppressed in your mind, oppressed in your spirit by the devil. Amen. Fear controls you. Amen. You can't, amen, you can't get along in society. Amen. You can't have friends. Amen. There's a power here tonight that can set you free. There's a power here tonight that can deliver you. Amen. And you can leave here amazed. Amen. Amazed at what the power of God can do. Oh, thank God. Amen. I would be amiss tonight not to tell you what happened to me after I fell. Amen. And I fell 30 feet from Brother, the trusses from Brother Stacy Holden's church. Amen. In Shreveport, Louisiana. And fell 30 feet, bounced a foot and a half on the concrete. Landed on my face in these two arms. And God began to give me miracles. 1 in 1,000 lives from that fall, and 70% of those that live are vegetables. I was never supposed to be able to use either one of my hands again. Amen. But let me just tell you what happened. Amen. That night they operated on my arms for 7 hours, putting plates and screws in. And the left side of my face where I landed on my head was broken and swollen up. But in the hallway of the hospital, they were taking me for x-rays. And my wife was standing over top of me. And whenever I opened my right eye, first time I remember really coming to after the fall, I saw my wife, I saw the hospital, I realized that what had happened, and I closed my eye and began to pray. And as I did, the Holy Ghost came down. My wife said she saw me praying, and she began to pray. And all of a sudden, amen, the left side of my face deflated, like the air being let out of a balloon, and my left eye popped open. My wife saw it. She come around the side of the bed and she said, Rusty, your eye just went down. I said, I know. I felt it when the Lord touched me. Amen. Praise God. That was I fell on Friday. That happened on Saturday. By Monday, I was sitting up eating Krispy Kreme donuts. Amen. Amen. I had two broken, crushed arms. Got out of the hospital that Tuesday. Drove home. Went to the doctor Wednesday. X-rayed my lungs that were bruised and that were had both of them had collapsed. And the doctor said, "There's no bruises. Your lungs are completely fine." Amen. MRIs. There was no brain swelling. And contrary to popular opinion, no brain damage. Praise God. Amen. And so, amen. On that Thursday, I wanted to go to church, and they cut some sleeves out of my shirts, and I was bound up with both arms, so weak in my body I could hardly hold myself up. So they put me in my office chair that's on wheels and sent me in the aisle. My brother Bruce had followed us home from Shreveport. He preached that night. Oh, the power of God got to moving in the altar. Amen. And while the Holy Ghost was moving, I'm sitting in that chair, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost hit me. stood me on my feet in that rolling chair with no help. So I called to one of my men. I said, grab my arm. He took my left arm, my elbow. That was the worst. I said, I want to go to the pulpit. Praise God. I went up on the platform. Amen. And I got a microphone. And I started singing a song that I heard when I was up in Kentucky, Brother Dwayne Allen's. I got the devil under my feet and the Holy Ghost is holding him down. Praise God. I will tell you something happened that night that I'd never had happen quite like that. Amen. I'd already told my wife. I said, honey, it'll probably be a couple years before I can preach again. That's how bad a shape I was in the hospital. But that night, the Lord got to dealing with me to preach Sunday morning. This is Thursday night after I fell. And it don't come like this very, very, very rare. But the Lord gave me a message standing right there. Praise God. I wish it's like that every time. Amen. And so the Lord dealt with me. And when it calmed down, I got on the microphone. I said, I don't know how, but I'm going to preach Sunday morning. Praise God. So they built me a couple of stands. And I held my arms up on those stands. I was so weak, my knees were knocking, my legs were about to fall out from under me. But I preached that morning on the story of Lazarus, where he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God to be revealed. And I preached on my story is for his glory. Praise God. Amen. There were five sinners that came that morning. The only reason they came is because they heard I'd fallen. And they wanted to hear the preacher that had fell 30 feet on the concrete and was still alive. And five sinners got saved that morning. Praise God. Oh, you listening to me? Thank God. I'm telling you about a God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or you can think. And I will tell you, with God there is nothing that is impossible. Amen. He's able right in this service, amen, for you to leave here and some amazing things to take place in your life. Amen. There's some of you came in this building needing help from God. There's some of you needing a miracle tonight. There's some of you facing opposition that you can't do anything about. But I felt the Holy Ghost deal with me a few weeks ago to tell you God is able to amaze you at what he can do. Amen. We had a girl get saved a few months ago, maybe 2 years ago. She got saved, but her husband was in prison. He was in Arkansas in prison. He had a hold on him in Texas. And Texas is a tough state. Texas doesn't drop your holds. Amen. But she began to pray. Amen. And she began to write him and tell her she got saved. And she started praying. And God began to move. About 2 months ago, he wrote a letter and said, they're going to let me out of prison. But I got to contact Texas and find out if they're going to send me there. And so we kept on praying. Amen. And whenever she called him back, he said, well, I can't believe this, but Texas dropped their hold on me. And when I get out of prison here in Arkansas, they're going to take me straight to Mobile. Praise God. And old brother Billy is home today with his family. Amen. Got a job. Coming to church doing good. Amen. Come on here now. Amen. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what facet, what angle, amen, what walk of life it might be from. Thank God there's a God in this building right here tonight. I said there is a God in this tabernacle right here tonight. Amen. If you'll bring your need before him, thank God you can leave here amazed. I was in Brother Savage's church praying today. Amen. I felt like, I said, Lord, how you want us to do the altar? And I do know this. I want everybody that's 30 years old and under, amen, it's going to come around this altar, because this is a generation that needs a demonstration of the Holy Ghost and to see the power of God move in such a manner. Amen. I'll tell you what, to keep you, amen, when the devil starts pulling on you, amen, you can remember what God has done and the miracles God has performed and the ways that God has answered prayer. Thank God there's a keeping power and seeing what God can do in the life of his children. Would you stand with me across this building tonight? Would you lift up your hands and let's pray together right now for the Holy Ghost to fall in this building tonight. Lord, we're asking you in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, let the Holy Ghost be poured out.
We pray, let the prophecies be fulfilled tonight. Oh, that on our children, our handmaidens, our youth, that the Spirit of God would be poured out. God, that the sick would be healed, that the lame would walk. My God of heaven, that souls would be saved. Lord, that there would be some amazing things. That drug addicts would be delivered. The sinner would be set free. Oh God, those bound by prescription drugs tonight that can't seem to break free from their pain pills, my God, can get deliverance in this altar right here tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and worship God. Amen. Seek Him to do something in your life tonight. Seek Him to do something amazing in your life tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Are they getting us a song? Right now, if you need a miracle, come first. If you need a miracle from God, come right here around this altar with your hands lifted up. If you need a miracle, come on, move quickly. We're fixing to get our young generation up here. Amen. If you need a miracle from God, amen, maybe healing, amen, maybe finances, I don't know, your family. If you need God to move for you, would you come right now? Amen. These are coming. Come on, step out in the name of Jesus. Step out. Thank God. Believe God tonight. I said, believe God tonight. Believe what God can do. Amen. Let faith rise up in your heart. If thou can only believe, all things are possible. I want every preacher in the house. If you're a man of God, come up around this front and help us begin to pray. Come on, preachers. We need help tonight to pray. Amen. All right, you young generation, come up behind these. Amen. I said, come up behind these. And begin to lift your hands and pray. If you're 30 years old and younger, amen, come up around these altars. Come on, preachers. Let's pray the prayer of faith. Let's believe God tonight for His people. Come on, you young generation. You need a demonstration of the Holy Ghost. You need the power of God. Come on in behind everybody that will. Come in behind tonight. And let's believe God to do something great tonight. Oh, sing first, brother. Hallelujah. Come on, let faith rise in your heart. Believe the word of God. Believe the word of God. Believe the word of God tonight. God, let us know.
Have your spirit to flow over me.
Come on, children.
Refreshing, refilling, reviving me. Out of me for the power of your spirit to flow over me. Oh, I want the power of your spirit to flow over me. Oh, refreshing, refilling, reviving me.